Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, and I'm your preacher today as well, coming to you from Eugene, Oregon in the United States. My preaching today is entitled Moses the Murderer, and the reading is from the book of Exodus. A man from the house of Levi went and married a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a fine baby, she hid him 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him, and plastered it with bitumen and pitch, and she put the child in it, and placed it among the reeds on the bank of the river. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, while her attendants walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds, and sent her maid to bring it. When she opened it, she saw the child. He was crying, and she took pity on him. "This must be one of the Hebrew children," she said. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get you a nurse from the Hebrew woman to nurse the child for you?" Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Yes." So the girl went and called the child's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed it. When the child grew up, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she took him as her son. She named him Moses, because, she said, "I drew him out of the water." One day, after Moses had grown up, he went out to his people and saw their forced labor. He saw an Egyptian beaten a Hebrew, one of his kinfolk. He looked this way and that, and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. When he went out the next day, he saw 2 Hebrews fighting, and he said to the one who was in the wrong, "Why do you strike your fellow Hebrew?" He answered, "Who made you a ruler and judge over us? Do you mean to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" Then Moses was afraid and thought, "Surely the thing is known." When Pharaoh heard of it, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from Pharaoh and settled in the land of Midian. 'Tis the word of the Lord. Moses was not a good man. Moses murdered someone. There was this fight, maybe he could have corrected him or something, but no. Moses murders the Egyptian, and he knows that it's wrong, so he hides the body. And then when he figures out it's going to be discovered, he flees. But you know, he's Moses. God uses him to bring the people out of slavery. How is that possible, that God can use such a bad person? Well, he's God. And he doesn't use Moses until Moses repents. We're going to see that in the days coming up. God negotiating with Moses, and Moses saying, "No, no, no." And God saying, "Yes, yes, yes." And finally, Moses allows himself to be used by God. At the beginning here, Moses does what Moses wants. But in the end, Moses does what God wants. That's repentance. And when he does that, then God can use him for good instead of evil. Let's think about that today. Are we doing what we want? Or are we doing what God wants? ¶¶